Welcome to the Heal Your Trauma Mama podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you guys all about the rebrand of the podcast, my heart behind it, and yeah, just like let's get into it, why I wanted to change the podcast. Now, I pretty much changed the name, and we are shifting a little bit, but just hang in there. We're gonna like go over all the things. So don't worry, hopefully you stick around, but I'm so excited to just dive into it today.
Hey mama, is the trauma from your childhood impacting your life since you became a mom? Do you feel like you're in a constant state of fight or flight, being triggered every day, and just want to experience peace? If this is you, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Heal Your Trauma Mama podcast. My name is Melanie, and I'm a wife and mom of four, life coach, and childhood trauma survivor. I know what it's like to constantly be triggered by the trauma from my past, to deal with debilitating anxiety and anger every day, and not be able to control my own emotions. Do you feel buried by your trauma and can't seem to dig yourself out? Maybe you're feeling like you're not good enough or that you're unworthy of love. Maybe you're stuck in the endless cycle of shame and guilt. You know something has to change, but you're not sure how. Trust me when I say that you're not alone, Mama. Over the years of healing my own trauma, God showed me that I needed to trust Him through the pain and learn to feel my emotions instead of hiding from them. Everything changed for me when I made the decision to fully surrender my hurt to the Lord and allow Him to heal me. He wants that for you too. If you're ready to heal the trauma from your past by allowing God to renew your mind and heart, so that you can experience true freedom in Him, then grab your iced coffee and let's heal together.
Mama, welcome back to the podcast. Oh, I am so excited that you're here today, and I'm even more excited to just dive into sharing my heart around Heal Your Trauma Mama podcast. Our new name, our new look, all the things. If you've been hanging around with me for a bit, I just want to thank you. Thank you for just staying here and sticking it out, even when I took a little bit of a break, like a 4-month break. but I'm excited to get back into the swing of things, into the podcast, into just speaking from my heart and allowing God to use me to bless you and to just encourage you and support you. That's the whole, that's like my whole heart behind this show, is to just provide that support and encouragement and to let you know you're not alone. Motherhood is hard. It is lonely, especially when you are healing from trauma. So let's get right into it. Now, I wanted to do an episode about this because I just want you to hear my heart. I want you to know that, you know, why my reasons for why we're rebranding. It's not like a huge deal or anything, but I just want to like talk to you about what has been happening behind the scenes and like in my heart and everything, because I feel like it's important. Especially related to this podcast, and just speak to some of the things. So back when we were the Confident Mom podcast, and if you've been with me here a long time, before that we were the Joyful Mama podcast. So we've rebranded a couple times here, but you know what? That's okay. I've been getting clearer and clearer on what God has for me, what God is speaking to me to do with this podcast. And honestly, over the past few months that I had taken my break, my long 4-month break off of the show, God has just been revealing like so much more to me. And, you know, we can pray and we can ask God for things and to give us clarity, but if we don't feel that peace around like taking that next step, if there's not like a sense of peace, right? If we don't feel that peace behind what we're doing, then that should tell us like that we're not supposed to be doing that, right? That we're not yet clear, like that we should still pray, still just wait on God. Because if we don't have that peace, like what's the point, right? We need to be fully immersed in his presence and just like feeling the utmost peace. Because what does that do? That gives us clarity. That is like a validation, right? That God uses that peace to show us that, yes, you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Finally, you are listening, right? And I feel like it's taken me a while, you guys. It's taken me a while. You know, I am human. Sometimes I get in my own way, and maybe you do the same thing too. And this could be with anything in life, right? I feel like I've been getting in my own way since I started the podcast, honestly. Like, my heart is still the same. Like, my passion is still the same to help other moms who are struggling. That has always been inside of me. Like, God has put that in my heart. So, not that that has changed or anything drastically, but, you know, really honing in on what I'm supposed to be sharing with you all on this podcast. Because honestly, like, why am I doing this podcast, right? I'm not doing it just because for the heck of it. Hey, let's just throw up a podcast and, you know, whatever. No, I'm doing it with intentionality, right? I'm doing it because I feel led to do it. I feel called to do it. I feel a desire to help other moms. So honestly, during my break, I wasn't even like planning on taking as long of a break as I did, or even a break at all. But honestly, to be like 100% transparent with you, I was stuck. I was really stuck at where the Confident Mom podcast was going. I didn't feel aligned with it anymore. I was just kind of like at a standstill, honestly. So I decided like, okay, I'm just gonna not record right now because I'm not feeling super clear on this. I'm not sure like what to do, where to go. So I took this break and, you know, just spent some time praying and just like really healing my heart, healing, just continuing to heal from like trauma and just emotional things and just like really stepping into just allowing God to like take control, right? So sometimes we have to do that, right? And I did have a little bit of anxiety around like, oh my goodness, like I haven't recorded a podcast, so when I come back, like no one's going to listen to it. Like, you know, all these negative voices we have in our heads, right? That the enemy will try to plant there. But I just kept on with the break. I didn't want to just throw up an episode because just to, you know, to have it, like that is not me. I really try to be intentional with what I'm talking to you guys about. So I didn't want to do that either. And so I took a long 4-month break and it was really, really good. It was needed, definitely needed. And obviously like during that time I had the baby. He's a year now. I can't believe it. But so I was just like, honestly, so busy anyway, that I just kind of, you know, threw myself into being a mom and a wife and like just doing those things. So it was a really good break. So what God really revealed to me during this time was that, I have been holding myself back from sharing, from speaking about, from helping other women and moms, especially, because I was really struggling with imposter syndrome, honestly. If you know what imposter syndrome is, it's like you don't feel like you are qualified to talk about a certain thing. You feel like you're an imposter. Like if you talk about this thing, like it's a lie, like you're not qualified. You can't, Like, who am I to talk about trauma when I'm not, like, certified in this and that? I'm not like a therapist. I'm not, all these lies swirling around in my brain, right? God actually revealed to me that the exact thing that I have gone through, that I have walked through, the childhood trauma that I have experienced in my own life is what I am supposed to be helping other moms and other women with. And it was like this moment where, like, God, like, shook me. He was like, you need to be doing this. And I was running away from it and trying to, even back when I started the podcast, The Joyful Mama, I was trying to just, like, almost go around the issue or the thing, the big thing that I struggled with, because, it's a vulnerable topic, trauma. And this could be any type of trauma. Like, I'm talking about trauma in general, right? So, like, trauma is not some just little easy thing you talk about, right? And that you teach on and that you share about, right? It's a big, big thing. It's a vulnerable thing. No matter if we're talking about a little trauma, big trauma, it doesn't even matter. Like, a trauma is a trauma, right? What is, like, my trauma is my trauma. Your trauma is your trauma, right? So we all have different traumas we have struggled with or have gone through in our lives, right? So God really showed me that the exact thing I was running away from, the exact thing that I was healing from, that I needed to heal from, and that I am healing from, is the exact thing that I need to be sharing, that I need to be teaching other women. And it was just like this light bulb moment, like, oh my goodness, like, really? Why? Like, why do you want me to teach about this? Why do you want me to talk about this? Because again, like, that inner critic, that imposter syndrome, that voice we hear that tells us we're not qualified. Who's going to listen to you? Like, all of that. We get those thoughts and those feelings, and they're not valid, right? They're from the enemy. They are lies from the pit of hell. And yet I've been listening to those lies for the past 3 years since I started the podcast. I have been walking away from the thing that God wanted me to do, the exact topic that he's been trying to get me to talk about, I've been avoiding. And I mean, Melanie 6-7 months ago would have never, like, been able to talk about this, because, how, like, who wants to talk about something that is uncomfortable, something that you've been avoiding, something that you haven't been obedient with to the Lord, right? Nobody. So going through, like, furthering my healing journey, I'm now able to talk about it because I see that, oh my goodness, like, I've been standing in my own way. I've been in my head. I've been avoiding this thing, right? And it almost was like this big cloud over me. Like, I've been avoiding it and trying to run away from it, right? Because it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me to talk about, right? And it's uncomfortable because it's vulnerable, right? Because it's emotional, because it, like, the trauma we go through represents a hurt and a wound that we've carried with us from childhood, right? So when I realized that, I was just like, Lord, really? Are you serious? Like, why? Why? And I began to question it, but then I just said, you know what? I give up. Not I give up, but like, I give up fighting. I give up trying to run away from this. What if I step into this that you are calling, that you're putting on my heart? What if I step into this and actually did it? Like, what's going to happen, right? I'm not going to die. Like, the world's not going to end. What's going to happen, right? What if I did this thing that I'm feeling over and over in my heart, right? So, and it had been like, you know, you get like with anything in life, if something you're avoiding and you don't necessarily know when you're in it that you're avoiding it, right? We don't necessarily say, oh, I'm going to avoid this, right? But it's subconscious. We do it internally. We do it out of habit because we've done it our whole lives, avoidance and just pushing it away, thinking it's going to go away, and it doesn't go away, right? So, and like me avoiding it this whole time, but when I was on this like little break from my podcast, this is when God decided to show me it. And I believe like it really was the perfect timing to do that because it allowed me to really release some things to him and like fully step into this and trust. So I said, you know what? Okay, let me do it. Let me dip my toes in a little bit. Let me go. Not like just a little, but let me dip my toes in. Let me get more in. Let me dive into the pool, right? Let me do this. And the more I opened myself up to speaking about trauma, to even working in internally in my own healing, getting more into praying and reading the Bible and devotion and really like just talking about it and putting it out there, the more peace I felt. Like, go figure, right? So go figure. And the more peace I felt, the more God started opening doors and opening doors to not only me seeing and like being more in this thing, right? All in, like 100% in, but like he opened doors for me to connect with women that I would have never connected with, to talk to women and hear stories that I would have never heard. Like, it's just been like such a humbling experience, because it's just like when you get that confirmation from God and you like feel the most peace you've ever felt, and like you don't even have an inch of anxiety, like even a tiny little piece of anxiety, like you don't feel any of that anymore. When you are fully in peace and in alignment with what God is like calling you to do, right? I just can't even explain it to you. If you've ever experienced it before, it's just something, it's just surreal. And of course, the more I felt that peace, the more I felt connected to what, you know, what I was supposed to be doing, the more I got excited about it, the more I wanted to talk about it, the more like God like gave me so many different things, like different ideas and downloads, and like just, it's just been amazing. And I'm sorry if I'm rambling. It's just, it's hard to explain, but so trying to like relate it so you guys understand more, but if you've ever,
hey mama, I wanted to invite you to grab my 50 life-changing journal prompts for healing. They are absolutely free and my gift to you for being a podcast listener. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something about writing that is so therapeutic for me. It has been a huge part of my life since I was really little, and I just have loved writing for as long as I can remember. And it's something about, like, as someone who holds feelings in and my emotions in, which I've learned over my healing journey to like not do that, right? Because we have to get those emotions out. But I feel like writing is such a great tool to help you get those emotions out of you, down on paper, put them somewhere else so you don't keep them inside of your heart, you don't keep them in your soul, in your mind. You just get those emotions out, and it's so therapeutic and healing. So I created these 50 journal prompts for healing. They're really going to challenge you, ask you questions, and really get you thinking about why you feel the way you do, to recognize your own emotions, to learn how to communicate better with those in your life, and so much more. So head on over to the link in the show notes and grab those for free today.
So if you've ever were unclear about something, whether it's, you know, something you're supposed to do, whether it's career-wise or with a relationship or with your anything in your life, if you've been so just unclear and you've been just stuck and not knowing where to go, honestly, the biggest advice that I will give you, and that is actually my biggest takeaway from taking this break, is that the more you surrender, the more you pray and just be in the Word of God and press into Him and just give up fighting, right? I had to give up the fighting. I had to give up fighting. I had to give up going around this certain topic that I didn't want to talk about just because I felt a certain way that, you know, I wasn't qualified and that no one would want to hear what I had to say. All of these things, the minute I gave it up and I said, you know what, I am so done with this. I am done. Just going around in circles and not feeling peace. I just want peace. God, just give me peace. And the more I asked for it, and really pressed into Him and opened my heart to it, the more He gave me, the more I was able to really step into what He has for me. And I don't want to make this episode super long, but I just wanted to explain to you, this is the heart behind Heal Your Trauma, Mama. So my whole hope for this podcast and for you mamas out there listening, and you don't even, I mean, yes, primarily I talk to moms because I'm a mom. This is a mom podcast, right? We talk about all things in motherhood and that kind of stuff. If you're a woman and you don't have kids yet, that's okay. You can still listen. There's no one's going to tell you can't listen because you're not a mom. I do talk about a lot of mom things, but even if you want to be a mom one day, or maybe you're not a mom, but you've gone through trauma. You've gone through specifically childhood trauma, and you are on a healing journey. My hope for you in this podcast is that you will come here and you will get to experience what true freedom in Christ means, what His love can do for you, that you will break those strongholds from your past, that you will release those feelings of hurt and shame and sadness and anxiety and feelings that you're not good enough because of the things that you've gone through in your childhood, that you will just learn to step into His peace and experience the freedom that He has for you on the other side. So we are going to be talking about trauma. We're going to be diving into a lot of breath work, a lot of somatic type of therapy. Now, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a licensed therapist. I do have a huge mental health background, but I'm not here to give you therapy. But we're going to be talking a lot about our nervous system and how our bodies and our minds are so connected. I mean, God designed our bodies incredible. They're just incredible. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. We're going to be talking about how our traumas from childhood has affected our motherhood, our mothering. So if you're a mom who is just like, you feel so defeated, you feel like something has to change, you're not sure how to change it, you want to change it, but you don't know where to go. Like, you don't know what to do. You're alone. You don't know what to do about it, right? Because I was there once. I was there. I was a mom, burnt out, being constantly triggered by my kids, not knowing what to do. Like, I was in constant fight or flight trauma response mode every single day. My whole nervous system was shot. I was literally like just hanging on by a thread, surviving. I didn't realize the effects that my past childhood trauma had on my own parenting, on my way that I parent my kids, on way that I deal with my relationships, my marriage, my friendships, my family, family relationships. I didn't realize just how much of what I was still carrying from my past trauma was affecting everything about my life today, right? So although we're not going to do deep diving into healing from, you know, from serious past traumas, like I said, I'm not a therapist, and I'm not here to give you medical advice or anything like that. But what I can give you is the tools that you need to not only start to pick yourself up and heal from your trauma, but to really step into the peace and the understanding and the freedom that comes with surrendering to the Lord, to giving it all up for Him, to just laying it down, letting Him heal you from the inside out. And it's honestly, I like to say, like, trauma, it affects everything. It affects your mind, your body, your relationships, your thoughts, like your mood, every single part of you, it can affect, right? So I didn't realize before, like, how much it affected my nervous system, my body, my weight, my mood, my energy, like every single part of my life. And you know what? This is what the enemy loves to do. He loves to take the traumas that we've struggled with in the past, in childhood. He loves to keep us stuck, right? He loves to keep us in this constant state of fear, constant state of anxiety, of depression, of just not moving forward. Because you know what? If we're healing, if we're moving forward, if we're surrendering, then He cannot get to us, right? And He doesn't want that. Are you kidding me? He wants us stuck in the internal turmoil of these traumas. He wants us stuck there, right? But the more we can step out and trust Jesus to get us through, and use these tools that I'm going to be sharing with you through this podcast, praying, you know, getting into the Word of the Lord, the Bible, you're moving your body, like freeing your mind. All of these things are going to help lead you to a place of like total peace and actually starting to feel joyful again, right? Because if you're a mom who's just kind of stuck in that endless trauma cycle, right? You're constantly being triggered. You're you might be angry, you might be lashing out, you might be just you don't even know the last time you felt joy or felt happy or laughed or whatever it is. I want you to know that through this podcast, I'm going to give you some tools on how to manage these things, how to surrender these things to the Lord, how to just give it all up to Him so that He can heal you, so that He can bring you true freedom, right? Because it's when we're stuck in this emotional turmoil, this cycle, it affects our bodies, it affects our nervous system. So we're going to be talking a lot about the nervous system, a lot about somatic exercises that we can do in order to stay, like, just get the calm back in our lives, the calm, the peace, the joy, the happiness, the rest. So we're going to be talking about all of these things throughout this podcast. And I'm just so excited. I'm so here for it, you guys. I am ready. I'm ready. Like, if you are ready for healing, if you're ready to stop living in that fight or flight every single day of your life, if you are like, something needs to change, then I hope that you stick around, because it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so, so good. It's going to be so healing. And I'm just blessed that God has finally showed me that, like, no, you're supposed to be doing this. Like, you know, what's that saying? Like, he doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called, right? So just because I don't have it all together, like, just because I'm not fully healed yet, doesn't mean that I am not called to help someone else, right? And that's the same for you. Like, so look at that in your life. You know, I like to say that healing is a lifetime journey. It really, really is. Yes, the Lord can heal us overnight if He wants to. Like, I can wake up tomorrow and my anxiety's gone forever, right? But sometimes that doesn't happen, right? We have to go through this healing process. We have to go through feeling our emotions, being okay with our emotions, leaning into that, right? And it's hard and it's scary. So that's why I was pushing this whole idea of trauma, like talking about trauma, I was pushing it away because I didn't want to deal with it, right? I didn't want to be vulnerable. And a lot of us do this in our lives. We don't want to be vulnerable because it's kind of like our body's internal way of protecting us, right? We don't want to feel the pain. We don't want to feel that emotion, because what if we feel it? Like, we think we're going to die. We think it's the end of the world. Like, we think it's going to be awful. But you know what? We have to go through these things, these uncomfortable things, in order to change, in order to heal, right? Like, we just have to. We can't avoid these things forever. So that is my little explanation, if you will, about my heart behind this podcast, what you can expect moving forward. I know this was super long and I'm so sorry. But when I'm really passionate about something, if you guys haven't noticed, like, I talk about it a lot. So anyway, I hope that you stick around. Hey, even if you're not a mom, come subscribe, hang out with us here. We welcome everyone. So I'm just so excited to start talking about all things healing and trauma and all the things like that, because I just feel like there's so many women out there that need this. There's so many women out there that are hurting, that are struggling internally. Like, and we don't go and tell people that we're struggling, right? Because what does society tell us? What does the world tell us? They tell us, oh, we have to just suck it up and we have to do it all. We have to be okay. We have to put on a brave face. Like, that's a bunch of lies, right? We have to share our struggles with people. We have to heal in community. God created us to be together, not isolated and alone. So, Mama, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling alone in your trauma, I just want you to know right now that you are not alone. I am here for you. God is right there with you by your side. He's waiting for you to reach out your hand and to grab his and just surrender, right? Surrender it to him. Surrender the emotions, the trauma, the hurt, the pain. Surrender it to him. Because once we do that, we can actually start to heal. We can start healing. So I'm excited to be on this healing journey with all of you. And I hope that you're excited too. But all right. With that, I'm going to be signing off here. But I'm so excited. Thank you for sticking around this long. But I'm excited for what God's going to do, not only through me, but in your own life. Like, I'm excited to hear your stories and to just be on this journey with you, to pray for you, and just I'm giving you a big, big virtual hug right now. So remember, always remember that you are so loved, you are seen, and you are valued more than you could ever imagine. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Mama, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I hope that you were blessed or that you learned something new through this episode. If you could be so kind and head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and written review for the show. That would just light me up so much. I love hearing from you. And it also helps other moms find the podcast. And if you are not a part of our Facebook group yet, I want you to click the link in the show notes or go on over to Facebook and search for the Healing Mama Collective and come join us as we continue our conversations over there. It's such a great, supportive, uplifting community of other moms healing from trauma. So we would love to welcome you in there. And as always, remember, you are so loved, seen, and valued more than you could ever imagine. I will see you next time.